For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the AEW Dynamite Post Show. This has been one of those, Reg, the last couple of weeks, there has been so much that we have talked about in regards to AEW. There has been the footage of CM Punk and Jack Perry, which was a pretty controversial topic. And now I think we got another one on our hands that is a little bit different. And when I tuned in to AEW Dynamite here tonight, I was not expecting to come out here and start this show with "The Elite has attacked Tony Khan." Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Speak Now Pro Wrestling. I'm Denise Salcedo. Righteous Reg is in the house.
Yep.
Reg, what's up, man?
In the building, it's your favorite rapper, your favorite writer, your favorite podcaster, media man, Denise. I came into this show expecting to talk about some wrestling and then ended the show very wildly. I was waiting in here like, where is Denise at? Like, you're just, everybody's like, oh, there must be taking a while. I'm like, yo, I don't know where Denise is. I don't know where Denise was still, you guys. So what's up, Denise?
Okay, so let me tell you, when there's shows like this, and I had already done my little thumbnail, right? Because I create the thumbnail as the show goes. And so I had my little thumbnail that had Will Ospreay's face. It had John Moxley's face. And I was going to put Jack Perry's face in the center. But then we end up getting this attack. And I'm like, well, throw that all out the window. Got to change the thumbnail. And then here I am ready to talk about this show. So, Reg, let's just get right into it. So we had, at the start of the show, we had the Elite come out. And of course, they were joined by Jack Perry, which we saw how all of that played out on AEW Dynasty. And with that being said, now it looks like Jack Perry is definitely part of the Elite. Okay, cool. So throughout the show, we end up seeing backstage moments in which they knock on Tony Khan's door. And it is later revealed that during the show, we're going to have an in-ring segment with Jack Perry and Tony Khan. And so then this turns into a whole Jack Perry saying how everything he's done it for AEW. And Tony Khan's like, yeah, you know, doing the thing. He's very proud. And he asks him to basically, like, let's be on good terms again. And he shakes his hand. They hug it out, and Jack Perry gives this very menacing look to the camera. And Reg, I completely misread that because I was not expecting at all for Jack Perry to attack Tony Khan here, because I wasn't expecting Tony Khan to be become a part of this angle on screen. So right. When he did that menacing look to the camera, I actually thought that was directed towards CM Punk. So I misread that whole thing. And then all of a sudden, we have the rest of the Elite coming out there, Matt and Nick Jackson, Okada, and they're looking at Jack Perry like he's a monster. And they tease Reg a moment that they're supposedly going to maybe do the BTE trigger on Tony Khan, and then they don't. And I'm like, okay, they just teased it. But then they freaking hit him with the Meltzer driver. And I'm like, dude, what? Tony Khan? Like, I don't even know where to go with this, Reg. I have conflicting thoughts, honestly. I have conflicting feelings about this.
While it was happening, Denise, I was like, surprised, first of all, like, oh my God, what's going on? Why is Tony Khan taking bumps? What's happening here? Knowing Tony Khan, it just made it extra hilarious. I'm like, this is great. I can't believe it. Denise, the move is called the Tony Khan driver.
Yeah, I forgot. They changed the name.
They hit the Tony Khan driver on Tony Khan, like, this is the silliest thing in the world that could happen. I think if you know a little bit of the backstory, if you know what's going on, what really happened backstage and everything that's been around Jack Perry, this actually makes a lot of sense. It's actually kind of funny, and it actually goes along with his character. I thought that it was hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't know what you guys want from me. It was a silly way to end the show. I thought there was some great wrestling in the show. So let's end it on a silly note. I was upset going into it because of the ending of the IWGP heavyweight title match. But, you know, this brought it back around for me.
Reg, part of me is torn here. Because on one side, like, I got two sides of me here, okay? I got the funny side. I got the serious side. I've got a really great sense of humor. I like to believe that, right? With that being said, I'm also fully aware of what the conversation around this is going to be. Yeah. Because on one hand, it is freaking hella funny, especially knowing TK, knowing his mannerisms, just knowing the way that he is and all of that. And what a big fan of pro wrestling he is. We know all of that stuff, loves right? It. So we know that internally he was probably like, this is so freaking cool, right? Let's fucking go. Like, that was literally the Tony Khan energy probably going on inside his mind. And of course, kudos to him for going out there and taking those spots, of course. You got to have a lot of trust in the people that are doing that. Like you said, the TK driver on TK. So part of me is like, oh, haha, that's really funny. But the other part of me is like, oh no, because it's sort of always a bad look when you get the owner of the company or the person who's in charge that's part, all of a sudden becomes part of the angle. And Reg, you and I, we both know this. Everybody here knows this, that Tony Khan gets a lot of shit. He gets a lot of hate from fans, from people in the business, from across the board, podcasters, fans, you name it, everybody. Legends, non-legends, has-beens, whatever you want to call people. He gets it from all directions. And the product gets it from all directions. With that being said, I feel that today, this storyline, this particular portion of the storyline, and Tony Khan taking these bumps and getting involved in this angle in this way, is only going to feed those people. It's going to give them ammunition to basically say, yep, we knew it all along. This was exactly what we were expecting to come out of Tony Khan. We were expecting him to do something like this. And you know that he is going to be trashed for this. And part of me is like thinking about it. I'm like, do I really want to hear a whole other soliloquy of this basically happening between AEW being trashed once again for decisions that were or were not made? And so part of me is like, haha, this was funny. And I'm not going to lie to you and say that I wasn't shocked and kind of like laughing a little bit. But the other part of me is like, oh no, I know exactly what the conversation around this is going to be. I know exactly what the headlines are going to look like, Reg, in the next 24 to 48 hours. But like you said, the last time that we were sitting here talking about this footage, there's no such thing as bad publicity. I don't know.
You changed my mind, Denise Salcedo. See, going into it, I didn't really think about all the consequences. I just thought like, oh, there's a funny thing on TV. Great way to end the show. Get Jack Perry some heat. Get some heat on the Elite. But what comes out of this, I think, is pretty consequential. They're trying to, people are going to mirror this to the way that Bret Hart left the WWF and then Mr. McMahon started to do the Mr. McMahon thing, Bret scooed Bret type of thing. If we're getting Tony Khan as an on-screen character to be like, blah, 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 Jack Perry, you guys screwed me, I don't really have any interest in this. This is a one-time only. They screwed Tony and he's in the back forever. I'm good with it. What this will lead to, Eric Bischoff and Disco Inferno and Vince Russo and all these guys that are going to have discourse for the next 500 years. I hate it. I think it's the worst thing about it. And I kind of wish it didn't happen. Thanks a lot, Denise. I was having a good time and you ruined my good time.
I hate to ruin the good time, but I'm sorry, but I'm the person that thinks about what is going to come out of it realistically. I mean, think about like just everything that was happening. And here's the thing. I hate to be the freaking bearer of bad news, but you know what else is going to be being brought up? I'm just here ruining the fun, guys. Hi, it's me. I'm the problem. Reg, tell me you're not going to think about I mean, we've seen, first of all, God, there's so many different directions to go with this. So we've seen this on screen a whole lot. One of the most infamous feuds of all time, Austin and McMahon. We all know that. That was some good stuff. Of course, different era, different time period, different people. So I don't know if you can even put those two in the same conversation. Probably not, but I am going to bring it up. Mm-hmm. But the other thing that I was thinking about is when CM Punk, this whole CM Punk situation happened, what did Tony Khan come out and say, Reg? He said that he feared for his life. We saw the clip. We talked about the clip. We talked about the real life implications and what we saw from that clip in which CM Punk sort of like lunged himself towards Tony Khan. And we were sitting here saying like, oh, that's it. So now you get this storyline where all of these people actually attacked Tony Khan in the storyline purposes. So how do you fear for your life? You know what I'm saying? That whole fear for your life thing is going to come into play here. And I know, again, it's different. It's real life versus kayfabe, but you know it's going to get brought up. And I'm just telling you what's going to get brought up on social media.
Denise, why are you doing this? I don't know. Why are you bringing this energy into the world? But no, you're totally right. The way that people talk about Tony Khan is crazy. And this just add fuel to that fire. Like Eric Bischoff's about to have a field day with this, even though he's done things like this 20 times in his career. But I do understand some people are just the same way. I just want to see the wrestling, Denise. I don't want to see all the shenanigans and all the extra stuff. This is shenanigans and extra stuff.
Yeah, it is. And so I don't know. That's why I said part of me is torn. Like, of course, I'm entertained by seeing Tony Khan freaking take the TK driver and get punched in the face by Jack Perry because I wasn't expecting it. But at the same time, I'm looking at this from a different standpoint of how this is going to be discussed in the following days, weeks, months. You know, people are not going to let that shit go. And this is going to be used as fuel and ammunition to attack AEW, Tony Khan, you name it.
Unfortunate. So you don't think it was worth it?
I don't know. Because I was already wrong. Remember we had this conversation and I said, Reg, you were right. I was wrong in how people were going to react to Jack Perry. Reg was right on how people were going to react to Jack Perry. So I don't know. I'm almost second guessing myself now. Was this worth it or not?
What's to be accomplished? Heat on Jack Perry? Yes, that it worked, right?
He's already there, though. He already has the heat.
But isn't this more?
Of course. Okay, so then that's it. Just more heat?
Heat?
Okay.
Because, like, the stuff that Vince Russo and those fools are going to say doesn't matter anyways. If he wasn't in the angle, they still were going to be here saying their shit. So who cares?
All right. I don't know. Well, let's hear what the people are saying because people are sending in their thoughts. We'll break this down a lot more as well as talk about the other topics that occurred on Dynamite here tonight. But let's go. Let's get into it, guys. Let's see what people are saying about all of this. So I don't even know where to begin, man. All right. So let's see. My God. All right. This is from Bobby Fonseca, who says, Aztec Warfare had me hyped. Shelton Jackson sends in 5 DWO memberships. We got Travis Lindsay here, who says, seeing Will and Jay's first AEW action during a gimmick scramble match was a bummer, but Ospreay versus Roderick Strong will be good, even if Denise doesn't like Roderick Strong. Why does everybody listen to you, Reg? Reg is a liar. Reg what? Is out here with these clickbait headlines saying that I hate Roderick Strong when I do not hate Roderick Strong.
Listen, Denise.
Buy a Roderick Strong t-shirt. Watch me.
Travis isn't new here. He's seen the show. He knows exactly what's going on. He's not even talking about what I'm talking about. He's just going off what he's heard from you, the lies. Person themselves.
Lies. Lies, I tell you. Crazy 101 says Will versus Roderick should be good. Learning Tree needs to burn down. Chris definitely needs a Rebel song. Ricky going to WWE. Audio issues was ridiculous. Serena versus Tony. Thumbs up.
Denise, did you have audio issues on your show too? Mine was like
everybody did
over here. Yeah, okay.
John Moxley's promo was literally him whispering. He was like the girl from Pitch Perfect, the one that whispers the entire movie. That was John Moxley here tonight. It was the shakes with the audio.
I was just like, oh, my audio sucks. I can't hear nothing John Moxley saying. And then I'm like, I think he's cooking, but I couldn't really tell, honestly.
All I heard was John Moxley saying something about how he doesn't play golf. And I'm like, bro, ain't nobody was here thinking, hey, yeah, I see John Moxley in a cute little, what do you call those little golf hats? They have a name. Those little golf hats. You know what I'm talking about. Like every guy wears when he's golfing.
No, I don't think every guy wears that when they're golfing.
Bro, I've seen it. They all wear the same outfit. It's a little sweater, a little polo, some little pants, some little socks, some little shoes, and the little hat. In
2005, nobody wears that anymore. Everybody just goes in their regular clothes.
Nah, bro, I've seen this stuff. Anyways, that's not how I was picturing John Moxley. Infamous Raider Loco says, what the hell is up with the production? Barely hears backstage segments. Didn't hear deep speech, so it took me out of it a little. Die laughing on the final segment, though. Ryan Lambert says, TK deserves that for all the Jericho segments. Bro, and they're not done, though. They're not done with those. We're just getting started. Delayed Grad says, who says AEW has no storyline? AEW has tons of stories interwoven into each other. On X, trolls don't know who to hate right now.
Who are they hating, Denise?
I don't know. I try to be aware of this stuff because, you know, you need to know what's going on. But then at the same time, I try not to be aware of this stuff because it just ruins my day. But... my day for like a minute, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Sheldon Jackson says TK was clearly more focused on the NFL draft than his own wrestling show tonight because this was a shit show. The ending was cool, but not enough to save it. See, I felt differently. I felt that at the start of the show, and I honestly think it had to do with the audio issues. I really think the audio issues was kind of ruining the vibe for me because I was not into the show until we got the casino gauntlet, whatever the hell they were calling it, match. That was when I got into the show. Mm-hmm. So it took me at least more than halfway to actually get, I guess, comfortable with the audio, I guess.
That's weird. I mean, see, it didn't take me out of it because I liked what was going on and I didn't think it was that crazy, but I can't see how that would happen like that. I think there's so much going on sports wise and just in the world that this show felt a little just happening, but I thought there was some good stuff that was going on it.
Infamous Raider Loco says a Tony Khan ending was super entertaining. Did we just have our Austin versus Vince opening or anybody versus the Authority? Much love and respect to you both. Okay, so far we've gotten more people out here calling it entertaining than out here trying to ruin the fun like me. Crazy 101 says, hear me out. Team TK versus Elite Blood and Guts. Who would be Team TK?
Will Washington.
I was thinking that same exact joke, but I was not going to say that.
I'm sorry. I had to. You said it. I had to. You said
it, not me.
I just, you know, I'm sorry, you guys.
So Will Washington going to come in and be like, so technically you should not have done that.
I'm sorry. I don't know why I got us here. I'm sorry, you guys.
Alexander Fitzgerald says, love the Mercedes and Willow segment. It finally got me hyped up for their match, and TK getting beat up and Shad Khan appearing at the very end added a lot. Wait, Shad Khan? He came out at the end? I fucking missed that.
You were too busy getting your little thumbnail together, Denise. Yeah, he was out at the end.
Stop it. I didn't catch that.
Yeah, he was out the end like, oh, shit, my son.
No.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yeah, he came out at the end like, damn, yo, my son. He was fitted too, of course. He's a billionaire.
I'm dying internally now.
Mm-hmm. That could have been on your thumbnail, Denise, but you had to run away before the show ended.
I'm sorry. I didn't see the part with Shad Khan. Like, I didn't see that. Because there was like a bunch of people that came out and I was literally like screenshotting and tweeting at the exact same time. So no. I must have turned my head and not
It was
seen
like
that.
The last second. Like, if you didn't see it, you didn't see it.
Oh, are you serious?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll rewatch it because I have my reaction video and I didn't react to that part because I didn't see it. But mm-hmm. It's funny because it's like, if you understand just how rich this man is, like, please we can't even comprehend that kind of money.
Denise, Reg. In the clip, Carly Bravo, shout out to Carly Bravo, mom half of the infantry. He like almost runs into Shad and he like turns around and he's like, he could have had a heart attack right there. Like, oh my God. Like if anything would have happened on accident, I'm dead. Honestly, like they could kill me. This guy has, Denise, you can't even comprehend how much money this guy has.
No, you can't. Like, I ain't going to be running into him. Imagine you accidentally step on his shoes. What are you going to do then? You're done. You're dead.
His shoes are worth more than like everyone's in there combines everything.
That's very sad, actually, when I think about that. But no, it's funny to me because I picture Shad Khan as someone, you know, he has his NFL team. He has so many sports teams and God knows what else and all these other media ventures. And like, it's funny to me because like his son is a wrestling fan who has a wrestling company. And now this billionaire is watching his son take a bump. And to me, it's hilarious to think about that. I don't know. Maybe it's just my vision of billionaires. I don't know.
Do you think he talks to like his relatives, like your parents do? And he's like, he's out there doing this wrestling thing again. I watched him get slammed. Like, he's just really into it, you guys.
I think it's because when I think of billionaires, I feel like they only talk about like Aristotle, you know, like really serious stuff.
Well, they have like football teams and stuff, Denise. They're not
I know, but don't you imagine it like walking into a room with billionaires? I highly doubt that they're there talking about stupid shit. Wrestling. Like, I feel like they're talking. Yeah, they're not talking about wrestling. I feel like they're talking about like business and the stock.
There's like classical music playing. They're just like, yes, I went up 3 points this week. And Tony Khan's like, Sting was here, Dad.
You see what I mean? You see what I mean? And let's be real. We know that pro wrestling is considered one of the lowest forms of entertainment, which is depressing as all hell. But let's be real. We know it. Wow. Reg, this is out there. People know this.
Who says that?
A bunch of people. Reg, a bunch of people say that.
Rude.
Well, you're telling me I cover this for a living. So yeah, of course I'm offended, but I'm fully aware that this is what's being said. So when I think about like a billionaire who I'm expecting to be like super classy and whatnot is out here watching his son take a bump, I'm Denise, dead.
We're it's wrestling and you just disrespected us and yourself.
Reg. Okay. You don't believe me? Go out and tell your non-wrestling fans, friends, what they think. See, you're too embarrassed. Why are you embarrassed?
It's embarrassing.
Why? Why is it embarrassing?
It's the lowest form of entertainment, like you said.
You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? All right.
Leave me out of this. You're the one that said that. I didn't say nothing.
Travis Lindsay says that ending, I didn't sign up to watch WWE. Grapple Geekery says the Elite, he's our scapegoat. And Sven Biggs here says, rip Tony Khan. Rafael Garcia says, I don't know much about the stardom girlies and I don't jive with many themes, but I can get jiggy with Mina's. I hope Hobbs is okay. TK took a bump in 2024. Actually, when Mina came out, I don't know what her original theme is, Reg. I don't know if that's the theme she's had. I don't know. Is it?
I don't know either.
Okay, I don't know either because I'm not fully aware on that. But I actually thought for a second that we were going to get like a Latino talent coming out because it was like very, I was expecting something different with the beat of the song. You know what I'm saying?
It was like a doom, doom. I know, I got you.
Bro, I'd be partying to that song while I'm freaking eating tortas.
It's some banda, huh? Denise is like, oh, shake it on the dance floor.
Like, literally. Tony Campbell says, Daily's place crowds are always dead. But wow, that was an awesome show building stories. Ring of Honor and Ring puts WWE to shame. Welcome back, Hollywood Jack Perry. Alexander Fitzgerald says, Serena Deeb versus Toni Storm and Deonna versus Thunder Rosa for Rampage. The women's division has been on fire. Night and day difference compared to last year. Roberto Arsenal says Mina Shirakawa versus Tony for the right to have Mariah is the first forbidden door match developing. Jack Perry angle, I'm willing to give it a shot. I think that's where a lot of AEW fans might be at least based on what we've seen so far, is that people are willing to give it a chance.
That's what's good about stuff like them doing forbidden door stuff or them debuting wrestlers is, for the most part, the fan base will give anything a chance. As long as it's not god awful, they're going to be along with it. That's what I look up, like about AEW. But then they do stuff like the Tony Khan thing that might turn a lot of them off, you know?
Right. Taylor Cannon here says, after that ending, really interested to see what happens when Kenny shows up next week. There you go. He's got Kenny, possibly Will Washington on Team TK. He's got probably two members now.
I didn't know you were going there.
We got Toby Schwashbauer who says, Denise, my fave show is Saturdays with you and Mark. Please tell me nothing changes with Matt back. But I thought Dave said Matt was going to start hosting the weekends. So from what I've been told in regards to Busted Open is I was told that Matt was going to be filling in whenever I guess when Mark Henry can't make it. But Mark is still my official co-host. So okay. if that helps with some clarity there.
So crazy that you host a show with Mark Henry.
I know, it is pretty crazy, honestly. Mike T90K says, a near perfect dynamite for me. Can't wait to hear the 50 to 60 year old podcaster shitting on it tomorrow. I told you it's going to happen.
But if regardless, it's going to happen, Denise.
We have a generous super chat here from Wildebeest who says, TK taking a bump reminds me of 90s wrestling with Bischoff and Vince on screen characters taking bumps. So who's going to run AEW? Might I suggest Mercedes steps in as the CEO and joins the EVP. Together, they're the board. Yeah, and here's the thing. Like we said, this is something that is known to happen in pro wrestling a bunch of times. Like, this is nothing new, right? But I don't know. I feel like AEW kind of gets judged differently. And we've seen it. We've all been on social media. And we see some of the things that get said in general about AEW. Dude, I read my YouTube comments. They're totally a disaster in there.
Well, Denise, the draw of AEW is we're not getting any of this stuff. We don't want any of the old wrestling tropes that we've been getting for so long. We don't get old Monday Night Wars rehash stuff. That's the draw. And so when something like it happens, the core fan base is some of them aren't going to like it.
Right. And I think part of the reason, like, I don't know. I feel like so far a lot of people seem to like it. So there you go. Unless we're told otherwise. Monzo 96 says that was peak pro wrestling cinema. Mike T90K says the Jacksonville Jags versus the Elite Anarchy in the Arena 3 double or nothing main event.
So we got Will Washington, Kenny Omega, and the Jacksonville Jaguars. That's a pretty good team.
Who's like the quarterback of the Jacksonville Jaguars? Because I feel like it should be the quarterback, whoever's the quarterback. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't know much about football. I just watch casually. Alexander Fitzgerald says, now I can see the Elite running the show storyline, of course. And now you can add Kenny Omega returning next week. So that will add to the story. Doppelganger 399 says, honestly, I don't care about the haters or what the haters think. I like that. Hell yeah, man. If you enjoyed it, enjoy it. We got David Molesvich, excuse me, who says, is this setting up blood and guts?
Molesvich.
I'm laughing because I'm thinking of Team TK.
Yeah, we're going to get in trouble. I think it might be setting up blood and guts.
I was going to add a member, by the way, but I don't have the courage to.
Don't, please don't.
I can't say Shad Khan.
No, you can't say that.
Well, he ain't my daddy. I mean, he could be. I'll be adopted by the gods.
Oh, Denise, hold on a minute.
I grew up poor. You know, I would die to be a billionaire.
No, I mean, when a woman says that somebody could be their daddy, it's
no, adopted. I said adopted. Okay.
Oh, all right. I didn't hear the adopted part.
No, you changed the words, Reg. I said
adopted. I did not. You said it. You said it.
Okay, Reg, would you not want to be adopted by the cons?
Totally,
at least for a day, like freaking Annie and Daddy Warbucks.
No, adopt me forever, big dog. I'll do your chores. Like, I'll run errands. I'll get your coffee.
Up here,
walk
in the
your
chat,
tiger.
Let's see who's willing to get adopted here. Walk the tiger.
You probably got a tiger.
I'm done. Like, doesn't Mike Tyson have a tiger? Or was that just for the movie The Hangover?
No, that was a real thing. He did have a tiger and they turned it into a movie thing.
Oh, okay. All right. I didn't know if it was just for the movie or not. Mm-hmm. Stephen Marchulli says, as the comparisons to Austin hitting the stunner on Vincent Kenny McMahon in MSG is a start. Here we go. It's not the same. It's not. It's just different time periods. And I'm not going to sit here and compare Jack Perry to Stone Cold Steve Austin. I'm not ready to do that on any freaking realm. Like, not even close. So,
for the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sorry. S. Morgan says, maybe this will write TK out of running AEW. No. Ricky the Boss says, nah, I like this, you guys. Rip TK. We got Chi-Town Spurs who says, that's a good point, Denise. Thank you. We got
That's the point, Denise. You're trying to get you a little star and you didn't even really read it.
I'm sorry. Chi-Town Spurs. That's the point, Denise. So we want people to go out and attack AEW and Tony Khan. That's the point?
No. Like, I don't know.
All right. Dream Ninja 77 says, I'm on the fence. I'm a little over wrestlers versus authority, but it's also new for AEW and reverse with heel wrestlers and face authority. Yeah. The last thing I would want would be, you know, Tony Khan coming out and being like, oh, me and my friend Mark.
Oh, my least favorite thing in the world is wrestlers versus authority. So if that's where we're going, I don't want it.
Bobby Fonseca said, Shad Khan took it over the top for me. Amazing. Joseph Molina says, Denise equals wet blanket.
Yeah, hey, man, Denise.
Everybody would want a friend like me. You want to know why, Reg? Because yes. I'm always sitting here. I'm a pros and cons person. All right. I will sit here and I will tell you the pros and the cons.
You're that person. Sometimes you want to just call your friend and not get the other part. You just want to vent and you're like, well, this and this and this. And you're like, no, just let me vent, friend. And you're like, no, this is why. You're that person.
No. Yeah, literally. I mean, I've had people that will call me and be like, you are the person that I will go to for like advice and shit, because I will look at things from all sorts of stuff, from all the sides. So I hate to be a wet blanket, but sometimes these wet blankets be coming out with some truths. Tony Campbell says, it's been 5 years. Good on Tony Khan. It's his company. Who gives a shit about other idiot podcasters? Triple H sucks as WWF. Tony will get his group team AEW to fight for him versus the Elite, Anna Jay and Jack.
What's up with you guys in this idea of Tony getting a team?
Alejandro Cordero says, I think this is what AEW needed. They wrote TK out of the company. Now the Elite is in charge and all the drama will be driven by the wrestlers and storylines. Mr. McMahon was the start of the Attitude Era. All right. So would you guys like it if we just didn't see Tony Khan at all on TV for like X amount of months? Because he's made little appearances here and there.
Is that what this was? We're writing him off TV. I don't think he was like a TV character, though.
I didn't think so either. I thought the whole thing was that today he became a TV character.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's going to continue, though. That's what I'm saying. If this is continuing, but Tony Khan's going to be on-screen authority, no, I don't want that. But if we're writing him off and we don't have to see him, I think that's actually better for the company.
All right. Brandon Rosen sends in a very generous super chat saying, so many cringe things on the show. The Jericho segment, Chris grade school level poem to introduce Willow, Coleman's rapping over her theme, and of course, the Elite attacking TK. What has happened to the show I love? So again, we got different perspectives here on all of this. I didn't hear who was rapping over whose theme.
Caprice Coleman was rapping over Willow's theme.
Oh, I didn't even hear that with the audio issues.
Yeah. Yeah.
Roberto Arsenal says, Omega and Hangman returned and the Elite Civil War begins.
I think they might have made a mistake, Denise, I think here. Promoting that Kenny Omega is going to be at the show next week, because now all these people think that Kenny Omega is going to be wrestling and he ain't close to wrestling. You guys, he's legit just making an appearance.
Right. But they didn't say he was like clear to wrestle or anything. So let's just not jump to that assumption, because I don't think Kenny Omega is clear to wrestle.
I think a bunch of people think he is, though.
Right. Right. I don't know how commentary promoted that, because literally I just saw the graphic again, shitty audio issues. But I'm taking it as like, I'm not expecting him to wrestle on the show at all. I was expecting for this to be maybe him coming out and saying where he's at in terms of his progress with the diverticulosis.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting from this segment. But now that this happened, it does sort of change the perspective a little bit about what he might go out there and say. Because, like, this is Kenny Omega, by the way, who does not like drama. When there was the freaking brawl out, what did this man do? He went and protected CM Punk's dog. That's who Kenny Omega is.
He went for the dog. Yeah, like he was like, everybody move out of the way. There's a dog here. But yeah, totally Kenny Omega. I think he'll address things, but like him wrestling, that's not a thing.
We got Ricky the Boss here who says, don't ever think it, guys. People is just going to hate. Also, huge fan of you guys. Thank you so much. Appreciate that.
Thanks, Ricky.
Alex Ramirez says TK is going to get attacked regardless. True. Tyler Hull just became a new member of the DWO. Thank you so much. Tyler. We got Amir F who says, I thought it was hilarious. I'm ignoring these old effers. Mike T90K says, TK, wear a neck brace at the NFL draft.
I want him to so bad. That would be such a good bit.
Oh my God. Can you imagine like all the other billionaires being like, oh my God, what's happened to your neck, Tony Khan? Oh wait, Anthony Khan.
What is that accent?
It's my rich people voice, Reg. They ain't gonna be talking all trashy like me.
Tony Khan, like that's
no Anthony. Anthony Khan. And if he has a middle name, I don't know if he does.
So funny, dude.
Aaron Garcia, TKO member, DWO member for 8 months says, will Tony sell the beatdown tomorrow at the draft? He's got to, right?
No.
No? Okay. Then no. John Black says Tony Khan is taking a bump at Hell in a Cell at Wembley. Confirmed. Tony Khan about to become the Shane McMahon of AEW. He's just going to go out there and do all this crazy shit.
Denise, is Tony Khan going to have a match?
Oh, stop it, Reg. That's not going to happen.
Who's he going to wrestle? Jack Perry? Oh, that match sucks.
I am not even going to sit here and indulge that.
That match sucks.
I'm not even going to sit here and indulge that at all. Joseph Molina says Chad Khan took TK to the ECW arena. Yes, that's true. And I heard he was a fan of Sabu. So there you go. Boozin Online says if TK doesn't show up at the NFL draft with a neck brace, he hates fun.
Everybody wants it.
Crazy 101 says it is her theme. Sounds like Don Omar's song. Okay, so thank you for clarifying that. Grapple Geekery says, I don't know, Denise. The Twitter responses I'm seeing so far is pretty positive. I think they're just making the elite Uber heels in AEW. Bischoff, Disco, etc. will shit on AEW no matter what they do.
They will. They suck.
Dream Ninja 77 says, Mercedes just tweeted, say hello to your new CEO. I mean, she's not going to go out there. That's just a play on words. She ain't going to go out there and be booking. Can you imagine all of a sudden she's out there freaking acting like the final boss, The Rock? Like, come on now.
Wait a second, Denise. You might be getting somewhere.
No, I'm not.
That wasn't something?
You think it is? You think I got something?
I don't hate it.
So she can't.
She can't talk like The Rock can. No.
Mr. Sandy Zap, thank you so much for hopping into the channel, says AEW is the only show that can get the masses mad simply by being good. True. That's true, man. Dude, perfect example of this. Can we mention this right now? Freaking Bryan Danielson and Will Ospreay. People were mad online about how freaking great this match was. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
Yeah. There was a time I was going on like, you know, in a glow, an afterglow of seeing this amazing match, and there's people being like, oh, well, this match is better than that, or this match is better than the Bryan. I'm like, why are you comparing this at this time? We just saw an amazing match, one of the best matches of all time, and I saw a lot of people hating. It's crazy.
We got NV the Engineer who says, I hated Jericho and Hook, but I'm digging Jericho as a heel that thinks he's a babyface, spreading wisdom, smiling, and waving. I thought the Learning Tree was his new gimmick, but nope, it's a new stable. So let's talk about that. Big Bill wants to join the Learning Tree, and he says he's going to prove himself. So what does this mean? Is he going to attack Hook, Taz, Ricky Starks? He's going to have to do something drastic to prove himself, right?
Denise, how do you feel about Big Bill continuously being paired with people?
I'm sort of torn because I was a fan of what we were seeing from Big Bill when he was in Impact as W. Morrissey, and I was a huge fan of all of that. That's where I really thought like, hell yeah, I was so happy when AEW brought him in because of the work that I had seen him do there. Same. I have not seen anywhere near that, what we saw there here on AEW so far. And so part of me is like, damn, like I don't want people paired into this Jericho Vortex thing, right? But at the same time, I'm like, well, what else were they doing with Big Bill? He was in this team with Ricky Starks that I wanted it to basically end because I want Ricky Starks to go off and do some other cool stuff because I'm a big fan of Ricky Starks. So now I'm just kind of like, does this really bother me? I mean, I feel bad for Big Bill, but at the same time, what else were they going to have him do on the show?
And like, you know, we talk a lot about Chris Jericho, but if you're next to Chris Jericho, you're going to get some screen time. You're going to get you're going to be on. You're going to get matches. You're going to actually, with this gimmick that Chris Jericho is describing, like, it is actually a thing because you get like in the Jericho Vortex and Jericho's always on TV. So it might work out for him. I'm a really big fan of Big Bill. I think that he has a lot of potential. I think this is going to work out for him, but I think he could do it on his own if given the opportunity. They keep like every time, like he had a thing with Lee Moriarty that I liked. I liked the thing with Ricky Starks. And now it's like, well, those things ended. Why doesn't he just be a solo star? But I think this Jericho thing probably is going to work out for him.
Yeah, I don't hate this the way that I hated when we saw Jericho and Hook. When I saw Jericho and Hook, I thought, please, God, no. And I was right because that was the shit. And with Big Bill, I'm like, it can work. He literally, it's funny to me that he's calling it the learning tree and he literally got a guy that's as big as a freaking tree.
I mean, you know, look, points are being made. It's the shit. Every time you say it, Denise, is so funny.
Well, it was the shit.
It was so bad.
It was very bad.
So bad.
Alexander Fitzgerald says TK versus Jack Perry at All In. You want to know, I know exactly what his theme song's going to be. It's going to be Machine Head by Bush. You know it, Reg. You know it. And he says real glass match, by the way.
Well, oh, because last year they kept playing that song. Breathe in, breathe out.
Got a machine head. You know how many times? I got like 3 videos, by the way, that day. I got 3 videos of me. Sean was busy working, doing his little scoops. I wasn't doing shit because I was waiting for the show to start. I was literally doing videos of me just listening to Machine Head. And I thought, okay, I got a video. Then that shit would play again. And I'm like, well, I'm going to do the video again. Play it again. So, yeah, I'm expecting that to be TK's theme song because clearly he likes it.
No, he paid for it that day, and they got their thing out of it. But, yeah, he shouldn't be in a match, you guys. These are all jokes.
Matt Raquel says Elite versus FTR, Hangman, and Omega for a double or nothing. All right. Sal Cruz says this segment would have been godly if Will Washington ran out with Chad Khan.
Why didn't Will come and help Tony Khan, Denise?
I don't know, man, but if I'm Tony, let me ask you a question, Reg. You're the boss. You get attacked. You get taken out. There's footage. You get to watch it. If one of your employees doesn't come out, all of a sudden, I'm going to be like, hey, so why didn't you come out to support me?
Where you was at?
Wait, what? Your boss isn't a big enough deal for you?
They put the Tony Khan driver. They hit me in the ring. My dad's out here, but you can't.
Exactly. Where the hell were you, Will Washington?
Where were you, huh? Please, we're out of here, dude.
I know. I'm going to get a call.
You're dead.
I'm going to get a call for this. No one go snitching. Claudio Beachball says AEW will get hate either way. They took a chance. Fritos Cat says, so whose house? Yeah, definitely. NYUse99 says, I want that California is all Elite graphic. Mm-mm. Eric Lewis says, getting punched by Stone Cold, Jack Perry would have as much force as a light breeze. He is just so tiny and weak.
That's why I hit him with the mic.
Well, I mean, it's not like he was hitting a wrestler. He was hitting Tony Khan.
Denise.
What?
Nothing.
Nothing? Okay. Jana says, felt like I was watching an episode of TNA Impact tonight with the audio issues. No shade.
That's a turnoff, though, Denise. I understand. You know? Like, yeah. That just... I don't want to say it just makes you look less than if like, why are there audio issues? You guys do something about this.
I agree. Crazy 101 says we better get Kenny Okada face to face. Amen. We got BJF here who says not Dynamite, but do you believe in Joe Hendry? Oh, I love Joe Hendry.
I do. I believe in him. His songs are hilarious.
Mike T90K says Team TK will be FTR, Omega, and Jinder effing Mahal. I'm done with this podcast.
They got to take y'all internet. Take everybody's Wi-Fi. We're done. Mike.
We got Jet Black Suit here who says all billionaires speak like Tony Storm. See, I told you.
No, you guys are making points here.
Wyatt Cox says Omega takes TK's place. Yeah, that's a pretty good replacement. Delayed Grad says Stark's contract is up. Big Bill attacking him to write him off and join Jericho might be the angle here. I don't know, man. I really don't know. There hasn't been any reports put out about when we can expect Ricky Starks to essentially be out the door. I have no freaking idea.
I don't know when his contract's up.
That one's going to be interesting because I do feel like there could have been more done with Ricky Starks. There was a moment, and it was when Collision started, when he was feuding with CM Punk, then had that match with Bryan Danielson. It seemed like things were really going for him. And then it just didn't go anywhere after that. And that's, you know, unfortunate because I really think they had something special there with Ricky Starks because anytime he gets on the mic, if he's a babyface, if he's a heel, whatever it is, people get behind him. Like they want to root for this guy.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, the whole Ricky Starks thing, because Denise, we continuously see people talking about Ricky Starks. He's still super over, like anytime that he's involved in anything. So it's like, what happened here? And yeah, exactly. You're right. There was a moment when Collision had started, he came off the CM Punk thing at the Bryan Danielson thing. Feels like he was going to be in a feud with Mox. Like he was set up to go to that next level, and then nothing happened. And it's like, what happened, you guys?
Yeah. Meet Normus sends in a generous super chat saying, what's good, Denise and Reg? Let's crank. Jericho needs to go on a long tour with Fozzy. I wasn't the only one who took a bathroom break during this segment. The rest of the show was great. I know one Fozzy song. I don't know the name of it, but if you play it, I'll know it. Whatever was his...
Judas, Denise.
Oh, no, there's another one. There's another Fozzy song from like a long time ago that I know.
Waka Waka.
No, that's Shakira. Wait, does Fozzy have a Waka Waka song?
Fozzy the Bear, Fozzy Bear.
Oh, I don't know about Fozzy Bear, sorry.
You don't know about the Muppets?
I'm not a fan of the Muppets.
Shameful.
I know. Chi-Town's first says, what if this means the Elite are drafting for the Jags tomorrow?
See, I don't think they're going to do any bits. I wish they would, though.
Nah, I feel like that's serious business, you know?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, exactly. Like, this is real, you guys. I mean, wrestling is very real, but we can't be doing our bits over here.
Yeah, I might cringe a little bit at that, you know? Like,
like Tony Khan walks out with the neck brace. People are going to be like, what is going on here?
Matt Hyland says, AEW was pretty good tonight. Very entertaining. TK is my favorite nerd. We need to get rid of Jericho. The only bummer, too, is an otherwise decent show. I agree. We still got to get to the rest of it. We got Grapple Geekery who says, FTW stands for F this winter. The learning tree is the drizzling shits, and they call it the Jericho Vortex because it sucks. Inner Circle Jazz again. Well, my friends, you know what's crazy? Is that today we got sort of this, like, I guess you can say controversial, non-controversial thing. I think there's going to be conversation around it for sure with the TK thing. Yet the most negative comments that we got today are all about Chris Jericho.
I was just about to say that, Denise. I'm like, most people have been just saying how bad the Chris Jericho thing is.
We have the CEO, the president of AEW, take a bump today, is incorporated into the storyline, and everybody's like, nah, fuck Chris Jericho.
Nah, that Jericho thing sucks.
What? That's not what I was expecting today. That's not what I was expecting.
Denise and I are here like, damn, what's going to happen with Tony Khan? Everybody's like, nah, that Jericho shit was whack.
Damn, I'm out here freaking making some points in the beginning.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cared. They're like, oh, so do we just want to talk about how that bad Jericho thing
shit
is?
Nah, that shit was weak. But I get y'all. I love how everybody's like, no, we're going to go super chat. Not about Tony Khan, though, about Jericho.
This is wild. All right, so now that we caught up with the super chats here, by the way, thank you guys so freaking
much.
Y'all
are amazing.
I just want you guys to know, if you're new here on this channel, I just want to say something really quick. This channel is funded by me entirely. Everybody here who works here, I pay them out of my own pocket. So heads up, Reg is getting a bonus today. Kyler, who's moderating the chat, getting a bonus today. And I'm very happy because an opportunity for me means an opportunity for other people, which would not happen without people's support here. So thank you so freaking much. And now that I sound like I'm out here shilling my own channel, let's continue on with the rest of this.
Man, it is what it is, though. You guys don't understand how much your super chats and support means. Like, it's just, you know, a regular Wednesday for you, but it like means a lot, and like getting bonuses and things are very important out here. So I appreciate you guys showing up, and you don't have to do that. You guys just showing up and being a part of the chat and just having a great time is awesome for us. That's a super duper giant cherry on top. So thank you guys so much for showing up every Wednesday night. It's so much fun just to come and talk with y'all.
I agree. All right. Jared says, Muppets are a Gen X, elderly millennial thing, so I understand Denise not knowing them. Yeah. Wait, isn't like, oh, it's Gen X, right? Which one's the new one? Gen Z, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I'm a young millennial, okay? Okay. All right. Sorry, Reg. Vasco here says TK Driver was fun. This could be the best angle. All right. Well, speaking of fun, I want to get into this next topic because this was very freaking fun. And it was the casino gauntlet match to determine who is going to go on to face my favorite wrestler, Roderick Strong, for the AEW International Championship. This was freaking awesome. Reg, this was the point of the show where I really started getting into it. Everything else before, it was just kind of like there for me. But we got to see Jay White in this, Dante Martin, Penta, Kyle O'Reilly, Will Ospreay, Lance Archer, Commander, Jay Lethal. You know what's so funny? I wasn't expecting Will Ospreay in this. When his music hit, I was just sitting there, not even registering, hey, this is Will Ospreay. And so I had this very, very slow reaction because I just wasn't expecting him in this actual matchup here. But this was so freaking fun. The interactions that Will had with everybody in this match, especially Jay White, Jay Lethal, Kyle O'Reilly, those ones in particular were so freaking fun. He gets the win. He's going to face Roderick Strong. What'd you think of this match?
Fun, Denise. Yeah, they had a bunch of many of those like Royal Rumble moments that they have where like two people face off and you're like, oh, I've never seen these two people face off before. A bunch of those. I particularly love the Kyle O'Reilly and Willow Ospreay bits. That's like just like a match like we know that's going to bang, but them just interacting was like, oh, yeah, it's going to be even more fire than we expected. The little bit of thing with Will Ospreay and Jay White of like, we used to be in the same place and we used to have this super, super fun stuff. Commander just getting to randomly do his thing and springboards and shooting star presses out of nowhere. Awesome, awesome stuff. I love this concept, Denise. It was like, they didn't tell us about it before the show. We didn't know what it was going to be. We didn't know who was coming out next. And I thought all the entrances were fun and all the little elimination or not elimination, but all the interactions were really dope. I thought this match was fun. Will Ospreay coming out was a surprise to you, surprise to me, and a surprise to the people in the crowd. So I think it really worked out.
It really, really did. And I hate to say this because he's my favorite wrestler, but Will Ospreay is taking your title, Roddy.
Like, Roderick Strong, shine that bad boy up. It is gone.
Take all the selfies now because it's going to be gone. Is it? May 26th is when Double or Nothing is? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Done. Out of here. We're going to strap gold on Will Ospreay. And here's what I was thinking about, Reg, that in a couple of weeks by June, we're going to be sitting here knowing that Okada has a championship belt, Jay White has a championship belt, Swerve has a championship belt, and we're going to be seeing Will Ospreay with a championship belt. We might
Mercedes too, yeah.
As a champion, like think about what the champions are going to look like by the end of Double or Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Big names only. Okada, Young Bucks.
Like, this is, Denise, how do you feel about that? I saw a lot of people coming out of the show saying, not just this show, but last week's show. Anytime they talk about the IWGP Championship, people say they have too many championships featured on AEW. Do you think there are too many featured on the show?
Yes. There's some that I just don't care about. And
like what?
There's just, I don't know which ones. There's some that I don't care
about. You don't know? I think you know.
I don't know. There's just some that I forget about.
Like which ones?
Like all the ones I forgot about. I mean, I don't forget about the Continental Championship. I don't forget about the World Championship. I don't forget about the Women's Championship. I don't forget about the Tag Team Championship. I kind of forget about some of the other ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Process of elimination, folks. This was really fun, though, and I'm excited to see Will Ospreay get that strap at Double or Nothing.
You're going to like that Roderick Strong match, Denise.
Oh, it's going to be my favorite Roderick Strong match in AEW, for sure. For sure.
Guaranteed, honestly.
But you know what? I'm going to show up wearing his shirt.
No, you're not.
I'm not.
Definitely not.
But I'm going to buy a Roderick Strong shirt. You watch.
No, you're not. You're lying again.
I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it. All right. We got a couple of... Actually, I want to segue into this here, actually, from Christopher Marino. I'm going to use this as a segue. He says, so do you think Hobbs was hurt or was it an angle to make it a short match? Well, my friends, Righteous Reg here is the Hobbs expert. So you say whatever you feel you want to say, Reg, because I don't know.
No update.
I don't know.
No update at this moment. I'm trying. I don't know. I don't know what that was. That's it.
So let's talk about that, though. We got the match for the IWGP title. A huge moment for Hobbs to get that matchup against Jon Moxley. Jon Moxley, they fight a little bit on the outside. Some great stuff in there. Moxley wins via submission. And then after this, they tease that at Double or Nothing, it's looking like we're getting Konosuke Takeshita versus Jon Moxley for the title. And I'm thinking, dude. I mean, part of me, like, I know Mox is most likely, like, retaining the title. I'm not expecting him to lose so quickly, but at the same time, I'm tired of seeing Takeshita take all of these losses when he's out there being so many of these guys' best matches.
Well, what do you do with them, Denise?
Takeshita to me could honestly be one of the biggest stars in AEW at some point, and it needs to happen before his moment passes.
I agree, but I think continuously putting him in the positions is what is great for him. Like, I don't think he needs a championship per se. I think he does need some wins, though, but I don't think he needs like a championship. So I do understand. Yeah, this match at one point, Mox is in the corner, Hobbs rushes him, Mox gets out of the way, and Hobbs crashes into the corner. He starts favoring his right leg, which isn't a good sign if you know wrestling lore, because usually left legs are sold. And so he's just favoring it. He gets to the outside, and he can barely, like, get up. Doctors and all kind of people are checking on him, and it just doesn't look good. They kind of take it home faster than I kind of expected them to. It was weird. I don't know what happens. I'm trying to find out. That's it, you guys.
I don't know. So hopefully it was part of an angle to make it a short match, because they had so much happening. They still had to do the TK segment. Like, they still had a lot that they had to do. So hopefully it was a legitimate reason to just keep it short versus something of an injury or anything like that. So hopefully not. We got John Deller here who says, wait, Denise should know the Muppet. She's old enough. Man, John Deller, how old do you think I am, bro? 1990K says Adam Cole won't let Ospreay be a champion ever. What now?
Because Adam Cole's Undisputed Kingdom.
Yeah, but Ospreay's going to be champion. Are you kidding me? Adam Cole doesn't even touch Will Ospreay. What are we talking about here?
No, Mike is saying he's going to like interfere in the match and stop him from winning.
Oh, sorry.
Oof. Yeah.
Jeez, I went a little too deep on that. Yeah. Crazy 101 says Tony was helped out of the ring. OC looked mad. Everyone should look mad. That's your boss.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Crazy 101, for the super chat. All right. So I do want to take a second and talk about some of these other items that we saw on the show. So let's go ahead and talk about Willow's celebration, because this was very simple. Another face-to-face between Willow and Mercedes Moné. And Willow has her celebration for becoming TBS champion. She goes out there and she basically says that she's the face of the TBS, And Mercedes comes out, and there's sort of this question of whether or not Willow intentionally injured Mercedes. And, you know, obviously the answer is no. Willow basically said that she feels really bad about that. And there was one part that I really liked about this, Reg, and I felt they added another layer to Willow that was very simple. And it was that she said that after when she won at New Japan resurgence when she won the New Japan Strong Women's Championship that night against Mercedes, that everyone on the internet was talking about, like, oh, like, did she didn't actually deserve it because Mercedes would have won if she got it hadn't hurt. So she said there was like all of this doubt in her after winning that championship. But then she said, when I won the TBS championship, there was absolutely zero doubt because I worked for this. And I really loved that they added that like honest layer to Willow, because that was a conversation on social media, because we were all expecting Mercedes to win that match.
Totally. Yeah. Everything Willow was saying in this promo was real. So that's what added on to it. And it was like, she felt like she didn't earn it, even though she totally did. Like, you're in the match for a reason. Like, they're calling this audible and you're in this position for a reason. So, like, you should never think that. But, you know, if you injure one of the biggest women's wrestlers in the world that's on her new world tour or whatever, you're going to feel some type of way about it. So the fact that they're making it a storyline, I think, makes a lot of sense. The Stokely Hathaway was hilarious in this. That was two packs of ass. Killed me dead. I'm ready for the match, Denise. I don't know what else kind of shenanigans they're going to get into on the way up to Double or Nothing. I think they're going to try to sell more of this who attacked Mercedes, who attacked Willow thing. But I'm ready for the match.
I am too. I think a lot of people are ready to see Mercedes in action. All right. I want to make sure we touch on some other topics too. And I do want to get your thoughts on Swerve versus Kyle Fletcher, because this was Swerve's first match since becoming AEW World Champion. It was an eliminator match. And this was a very fun match, man. I particularly loved the finish. And I feel bad because I feel like I would have been more invested in it had we not been getting those god dang audio issues. Like, that really messed with things to the point where I'm like, I can't hear commentary. And so I found myself struggling, but they pulled me in once we got to the finish.
Yeah, I think that it was the thing that I liked about it is first, Swerve looked great. I love them giving Nana the mic to introduce Swerve more than just coming out with them and hitting the dance. Swerve with the jacket, the belt, the gear. Really, really dope entrance. The match is awesome. If you want to introduce the world champion on a show, but have a really competitive match with somebody young that could take a loss, but that's going to come out here and kill it, Kyle Fletcher, every time. Every time he's put in a position like this, he knocks it out of the park, and he did it again. This match was really cool because there was like a slow build. It started out like it was like a TV match, but there was like some substance and some layers to it. And yeah, the finish was really, really, really dope. I think Swerve looks awesome as champ. We're going to get Swerve's opponent next week. Who could it be?
I don't know. Who do you think it's going to be?
I'm liking Jack Perry after tonight.
But here's the thing, though. Do you have Jack? Well, first of all, Jack Perry back. Oh, wait, you were being serious or are you kidding?
No, I'm being serious, but I'm saying don't have him beat him if that's what you're thinking.
No, of course not. But here's the question. So is Jack Perry back then?
Yeah,
I know they shook hands. No, but I'm saying, like, is he officially, because that was the whole thing that they were asking Tony Khan, was like, oh, well, you forgive me. Is he still going to be considered back after what he did?
I think the bit's either going to be like that was a binding thing of them shaking hands, or the elite's going to take over and bring them back themselves.
Okay, just clarifying. But now here's my follow-up to that. Jack Perry versus Swerve Strickland. Like, yes, you get all of the heat right now that Jack Perry comes. But Jack Perry should not be winning this match.
No.
So, I don't know. Do you think the dynamics work in this?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I'm just making sure. I'm just asking.
Because Jack Perry can afford to lose. He's going to be a heel. It's not going to matter about the wins. The heat that he's got, I think you capitalize on that.
He can afford to lose? To
the world champion, definitely. He lost last up. Then they can start to tell a story, Denise. Look, he lost the Four Pillars thing last year. He lost again for the world championship. The next year, he wins the championship.
So he's mad because he's losing all the time and then got punked out by CM Punk?
I mean, yeah.
And then had to lash out on poor TK?
Exactly.
That's the story.
That's the story. You're telling it. You know it. But do you, in storyline, Denise, do you reward Jack Perry for that?
Of course not. That's what I'm saying. Like, I just feel like the dynamics don't work here.
Well, who do you think?
Dude, I don't know, man. Because it's got to be someone that is going to come with a good name because it's a pay-per-view. So it needs to be somebody that feels a little bit important. But then who can that person be that's not already in a program or can't can or cannot be sacrificed at this point? I don't know. All right. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll find out next week. All right. Any thoughts on the Orange Cassidy Trent Beretta situation? The attack happened at the start of this show.
Chuck said shit.
Yeah. This was when I was sitting there going, I have no idea what's going on with this show because of the whole audio issues. But
same.
Chuck hitched Trent with the microphone, though. That's the big thing to kind of take away from that, is that he's not siding with him. He does not like him. So there you go. All right. Did you want to get into? Yeah, let's talk about this really quickly because it's the last thing we need to get into in the next week's topics. We had Mina Shirakaro versus Anna Jay, and this was her debut here on AEW. Really love the energy that she brought here. The match was actually pretty fun. Like, Anna Jay, man. Like, I see her sporadically because I don't watch Rampage. So whenever I do see her on Dynamite, I'm like, oh, damn, she's improved. Every single time I say the exact same thing. But the big thing that happened here is that Serena Deeb returned. And
what did she say?
I'm going to take an educated guess, Reg, given that the championship was there, given that she was staring at the camera. And I heard a few words here and there. She's coming for the AEW World Championship.
The question is, do we have any lip readers in the chat? Because I don't know what Serena D was talking about. She was really looking in the camera, getting her shit off. I was like, oh, yeah, Serena's saying something. Nobody knows what she's saying.
She cut the best promo of her life. And yo, no one heard it.
Denise, she goes to the back and she's like, you guys, that was the best promo I ever did. And they're like,
Stop, that's so messed up. That's so messed up. I would cry.
She was getting her shit off, going off. She was like, you're like really intense. I'm like, damn, she's getting her shit off. But I thought the match with Anna and Mina was awesome. Mina's incredible. I love her being in the mix and getting matches like this. Anna Jay, I'll continue to say it. If she just gets reps, she's going to get better. She's been getting reps. She's been getting better. This was awesome. Wish we could have heard that Serena D promo. I'm sure it was great.
I'm sure it was. It'll probably be up on AEW's YouTube page at some point. Alrighty, so that was pretty much the show. We covered everything that went down. Next week, Kenny Omega returns. We learn who Swerve's opponent is going to be at Double or Nothing. We're going to be seeing Shibata versus Chris Jericho for the FTW Championship. I believe that's all that's been announced for Dynamite next week. And then for Collision, we got Collision and Rampage happening on Saturday. I'll be here. Don't worry. I'll talk about it then. You know, Reg, I've been trying to find someone to do that freaking show with me, and nobody wants to give up their Saturday, by the way.
Denise, I love AEW. I would be right there with you, but I'm like, Saturdays, I can't commit, you guys.
No one can commit. I am having the hardest time finding people to commit for that show.
Every Saturday, I'm like, I'm going to commit to Denise, and then we do Grab City. I'm like, I can't. I'm sorry.
So sad. Bro, there's times where I don't want to commit to my own show.
Dude.
It's a Saturday, guys. Come on now. What are we doing? Mm. All right. We got to get into these final super chats here today. This one is from BJF. It says, Denise, are you wearing a Taylor Swift cardigan? You know it. We got Grapple Geekery here who says, I love Mercedes, but didn't she hurt herself?
Taylor Swift's cardigan? What is that?
So first of all, Mercedes, we're talking about the actual New Japan. I'm guessing the match. I don't even remember how.
Oh, yeah. Remember she fell off the top rope, like backwards, essentially.
I couldn't even remember how the injury happened. But yeah, Grapple Geekery, you bring up a point there. But because she was in the match with Willow, that's all anybody remembers. But Also, yes, the Taylor Swift cardigans are very famous, very popular. And like, it's a thing, Reg. Like, if you have a cardigan, like you're. Like, it's like, you know, it's a thing.
Like, is it a Taylor Swift branded cardigan or is it just a cardigan?
Of course. It's a cardigan, a Taylor Swift cardigan. And it has the little stars.
Oh my God.
Yes. And get this. Look at this. It has a little patch that says Folklore Album. And it's got more little stars. It's a Taylor Swift cardigan.
How much was it?
Probably like 65 or 80. I got this like when Folklore came out. So like,
I don't know.
And I've had this now for several years, you know?
Good for you. You like the new album. It's great.
I love it. I'm addicted. It's all I listen to. Haven't you noticed I used big words on this podcast today? Because I got them all from Taylor Swift's new album. Every time she comes out with a new album, I learn new big words, Reg. It's a thing in the Swiftie community, by the way. That when she brings out a song or an album, you got to have your dictionary with you. It's like a running joke because she uses really big words. I'm talking big, big words, Reg. Like, trust me, you listen to some of these songs, what the hell does that mean? You know how many times I had to Google, Reg, just to make sure that I knew I was understanding? It's like a thing. It's like a running joke. She's very smart, Reg. She uses big words. All right, where the hell am I at with here? We got Amir F, who says early all-in prediction, Swerve versus Hangman, Mariah versus Tony, Copeland versus Cage. Oh, God, why are we running back so many of these matches?
Swerve Copeland versus Cage. Who's that? Oh, Copeland and Cage. Hold on. Okay.
Oh, sorry. I didn't read that right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I'm sorry, Amir. Mm-hmm. Copeland and Cage teaming together against the Young Bucks. Ospreay versus Pac and Danielson versus Nigel and MJF versus Cole. Do you think we'll see MJF wrestle on Double or Nothing?
No, this is all in.
God damn, I'm all over the place. I'm sorry, Amir F. You sent such a great super chat, and I'm just like...
Denise, not all in on these super chats.
I'm just not thinking about all in right now. I'm thinking about Double or Nothing. I go as we go. Amir F says, I think it may be a Christian Cage versus Swerve at Double or Nothing. Interesting. I could see that. Crazy 101 says, Keith Lee or Hangman for Swerve's next match. I could see it.
Hangman.
I can see both of them. Johnny says Anarchy in the Arena, the elite versus FTR, Omega and Tony. Mike T90K says I wanted Mariah and Mina to randomly kiss again. How dare you, Anna J.
Horny.
Go to horny jail. Mm-hmm. D says, what is Denise doing? The pie eating contest. Yeah, okay. So I've always wanted to be like in a pie eating contest, Reg.
Oh, with the
hands. Doing that. It looks very fun. And my whole life, I've wanted to be part of it. We don't do that here, you know?
That's not a California thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like in small towns, they do that. Here, so we don't do nothing.
You're going to do one for a bit for content?
Yeah. And who's going to do it with me? Would you do it, Reg? Mm-hmm. All right. Dan V900 says, so when are we going to talk about Jericho stealing his gimmick beat by beat from Brian Myers from 2021, including the same name with the learning tree? That was definitely something that I've seen floating around social media as well.
Denise, what about your conspiracy theory on it?
I'd rather not comment on my conspiracy theory on it because I have a conspiracy theory about the Jericho gimmick that we're seeing right now, but I'm not that confident in it yet. I feel like part of me is reaching a little bit, but then part of me, by the way, I ran this by three people, my conspiracy theory, three people that are very logical and sane, including yourself. And those three people all agreed that I was not reaching with this theory.
I don't think so.
However, I'm not willing to talk about it here on the air. Sorry.
Suspense,
because I don't want to sound crazy, you know, like conspiracy theorists always come out freaking crazy. And I don't want to be that person.
But the dots are connecting, Denise.
They are. They really are. I would just say, pay attention to Chris Jericho's mannerisms. Pay attention to the mannerisms and where you might have seen them in other places. Little things. It's little things. You know, sometimes you just pick it up. Mike T90K says, Denise, when are we doing live phone calls? $100 a call for one question. Bro, $100 a call? I'm going to freaking start right now. Just kidding.
Throw in. Here's my phone number.
Look at Reg. Reg's eyes.
I was like, ding, ding, ding. Where's my phone at?
You were about to give out your real phone number.
I know. I'm like, yo, you guys are, take it easy.
Mary Lou says, she said the next time she touches the belt, it will be hers. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's definitely happening. Definitely happening. We're going to see Mercedes as champ. Totally. Booze on Live says, yes, all around the NFL is reporting the attack on TK. Stop it. No, they're not. Hey, there you go. Publicity. What do I know? We got BJF here who says, I have a tortured poets department cardigan being delivered tomorrow. So I did not get the tortured poets department cardigan because I bought all the vinyls and I'm a little bit broke. So that was not going to happen. Dude, her shit's expensive.
I'm guessing your husband's like, chill, dude.
No, he can't tell me how to spend my money, Reg. Yeah, grown up.
He should, though.
Oh, no. What, Reg, you want to fight? Hell freaking no.
You're going home with Taylor Swift cardigans. I'm like, Look, you need to chill, girl.
Oh, hell no. Okay, if I want to spend $10,000 on Taylor Swift, that is my prerogative. And just my husband can have no say about it. Absolutely no say about it, okay? Because I work for this money, okay?
Wow, she works hard for the money.
Exactly. All right. With that, that is our show, everybody. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us here today. If you enjoyed the Dynamite Post Show, myself and Reg are here each and every single Wednesday. Tuesdays, I'm here for NXT. Fridays, I'm here for SmackDown with Robin Lundberg. Very fun show. Saturdays, I'm here for Collision, baby.
And Rampage.
It's fucked, man. Reg, what do you got going on? How are you spending your Saturday?
My Saturday will be spent in the morning with Philip Lindsay on the Grap City podcast and not at night on the Collision Post Show. I'll be on Ask Grap City tomorrow, I think. We already did Indeed earlier today. That was a great show. I think Denise and I are doing a post show for another wrestling thing next week. Is it next week? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The Backlash.
Yeah. Backlash. Yeah. Backlash.
Yeah. That's what we're going to be over on Fightful. We'll let Sean do the proper announcement for that.
Wow, Denise is like, do not talk about that shit on my show.
No, I was just saying, I didn't know if he wanted to like do like a special little announcement.
It's out. All right, you guys, we're coming at.
Denise, didn't want to step on his toes.
Toes have been stepped on, SRS.
All right, well, in that case, it's going to be myself, Reg, and Phil Lindsay doing the Backlash post show over on Fightful. So there you go. We just outscooped Sean Ross Sapp.
Boom, in your face, SRS.
Alrighty, everyone. Thank you guys so much, as always, and we will catch you guys on the next one. Bye, everyone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.